We've been following the fireworks today on Capitol Hill, where President Trump's former lawyer and fixer Michael Cohen is testifying in front of the House Oversight and Reform Committee. He called the president a racist, a con man, and a cheat. But Cohen's credibility has also been an issue today. He was, after all, convicted of lying to Congress, and he's going to prison in May. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan also accused Cohen today of being dishonest in the documents that he presented to the committee.
Mr. Cohen, I'm going to come back to the question I asked before with regards to your false statement that you submitted to Congress. On here, it was very clear that it asked for contracts with foreign entities over the last 2 years. Have you had any foreign contract with foreign entities, whether it's Novartis or the Korean Airline or Kazakhstan BTA Bank? Your testimony earlier said that you had contracts with them. In fact, you went into detail.
Sir, I believe it talks about lobbying. I did no lobbying. On top of
that,
they are not government.
I'm not asking about lobbying, Mr. Cohen.
They are not government agencies.
Do you have foreign contracts?
Publicly traded companies.
Do you have foreign contracts?
I currently have no foreign
contracts. Did you have foreign contracts over the last 2 years?
Foreign contracts.
Contracts with foreign entities. Did you have contracts? Yes.
Yes.
Why didn't you put them on the form? It says it's a criminal offense to not put them on this form for the last 2 years. Why did you not do that?
Because those foreign companies that you're referring to are not government companies.
It says non-governmental, Mr. Cohen. You signed it.
They're talking about me as being non-governmental.
And right, it says foreign agency. It says foreign contracts. Do you want us to read it to you?
I read it, and it was reviewed by my counsel. And I am a non-government employee. It was not lobbying, and they are not foreign.
This has nothing to do with lobbying. It says it's a criminal offense to not list all your foreign contracts. That's what it says.
Well, then I'm going to take a look at it before I leave.
No, you've heard it.
I will, and hopefully I will amend it prior to leaving, because that's not the way I read your document.
You know, it's just one more example, Mr. Cohen, of your skirting the truth. Okay, I want to ask one other question.
Sir,
one other question, Mr. Cohen. It's my time, not yours. Were you advised, or was your counsel advised, to withhold your written testimony to the latest possible date, as John Dean said last night on CNN?
Was it my what?
Were you advised, or was your counsel advised, to withhold your written testimony to this committee at the latest possible date, to get it to this committee at the latest possible date, as John Dean said that he advised you?
Yes or no? No.
He never advised you.
John Dean? I've never spoken with John Dean.
Has he spoken to your attorney?
I don't know. I've never spoken
to John. Well, ask your attorney. He's right
there
behind
you. We were working last night till 11, 12 o'clock at night.
You've known that you've been coming for some time.
You may answer the question. Answer the question.
We were working till 11, 12 o'clock last night to finish everything.
So you were writing it last night, Mr. Cohen? Don't give me that bull.
We were making edits all the way through the night.
Congressman Jim Jordan questioning Cohen's credibility. Another big topic of the day has been potential collusion between the president and Russia, something that Cohen has said he has no direct evidence of.
Questions have been raised about whether I know of direct evidence that Mr. Trump or his campaign colluded with Russia. I do not. And I want to be clear, but I have my suspicions. Sometime in the summer of 2017, I read all over the media that there had been a meeting in Trump Tower in June of 2016 involving Don Jr. and others from the campaign with Russians, including a representative of the Russian government, and an email setting up the meeting with the subject line, "Dirt on Hillary Clinton." And something clicked in my mind. I remembered being in a room with Mr. Trump, probably in early June of 2016, when something peculiar happened. Don Trump Jr. came into the room and walked behind his father's desk, which in and of itself was unusual. People didn't just walk behind Mr. Trump's desk to talk to him. And I recall Don Jr. leaning over to his father and speaking in a low voice, which I could clearly hear, and saying, "The meeting is all set." And I remember Mr. Trump saying, "Okay, good. let me know. What struck me as I looked back and thought about the exchange between Don Jr. and his father was first, that Mr. Trump had frequently told me and others that his son Don Jr. had the worst judgment of anyone in the world, and also that Don Jr. would never set up any meeting of significance alone, and certainly not without checking with his father. I also knew that nothing went on in Trump world, especially the campaign, without Mr. Trump's knowledge and approval. So I concluded that Don Jr. was referring to that June 2016 Trump Tower meeting about dirt on Hillary with the Russian representatives when he walked behind his dad's desk that day.
Michael Cohen's role as the president's lawyer also came up. Here's Republican Congressman Thomas Massey of Kentucky.
Mr. Cohen, can you just clarify, did you say that at times you would do what you thought Mr. Trump wanted you to do, not specifically what he told you to do?
At times, yes.
So you just went on your intuition?
I don't know if I would call it intuition as much as I would just say my knowledge of what he wanted, because it happened before, and I knew what he had wanted.
Does a lawyer have a duty to provide his client with good legal advice?
Yes.
Were you a good lawyer to Mr. Trump?
I believe so.
When you arranged a payment to Ms. Clifford, you say in your testimony, I'm going to quote from your testimony, that you did so, quote, without bothering to consider whether that was improper, much less whether it was the right thing to do. You said that, unquote. That's your testimony today. You said you didn't even consider whether it was legal. How could you give your client legal advice when you're not even considering whether it's legal?
I did what I knew Mr. Trump wanted. This conversation with Mr. Trump started.
I didn't ask whether you're a good fixer. I asked whether you were a good lawyer.
Sometimes you have to melt both together. I needed to, at that time, ensure and protect Mr. Trump. And
so,
if I put my, which I'm clearly suffering the penalty of, I clearly
erred
on the side of wrong.
So you feel like, without bothering to consider whether it was proper, much less whether it was the right thing to do, by ignoring any conscience, if you have one, that you were protecting Mr. Trump?
I'm sorry, sir.
You feel that was how to protect. As his lawyer, you feel that you did a good job. You said you were a good lawyer, right?
That's
correct.
Is that
being a good lawyer? To not even consider whether it's legal or not?
I didn't work for the campaign. I was working and I was trying to protect Mr. Trump.
I didn't say anything about a campaign.
I sat with Mr. Trump, and this goes back all the way to 2011. This wasn't the first scenario with Ms. Daniels.
Let's go back then.
So my point is, this was an ongoing situation.
Okay.
It didn't just start in October.
Right.
Have to let me finish.
Well,
it didn't start in October.
Let me ask
it started
you
many years earlier.
When were you disbarred?
Yesterday, from what I read in the paper.
Yesterday.
Congressman Harley Ruda, a Democrat of California, changed the subject. He wanted to talk about Trump's relationship with Russian mobster Felix Sater, who had an office on the 26th floor of Trump Tower.
And the 26th floor is important. Why?
Because it's Mr. Trump's floor.
So he had an office on the same floor as President Trump.
In fact, his office, when he left, became my office.
And isn't it also true that convicted Russian mobster Sater even had business cards indicating that he was a senior advisor to Donald Trump, as reported by the Washington Post?
Yes.
Did convicted Russian mobster Sater pay rent for his office?
No, he did not.
So, based on those facts, isn't it true that President Trump misled at best, or worse, lied under oath?
Yes.
Michael Cohen on Capitol Hill today. He goes to prison to serve a 3-year sentence in May.